A lot of times when you think of farmers market, you think of the Upper Valley, you think of the more rural areas. But believe it or not, there's a very successful series of farmers markets that are run in the greater Springfield area and actually the city of Springfield itself. Belrita Novak has been running these markets for about 14 years. She is here in studio as part of our CISA Local Heroes segment along with Phil Corman from CISA. Belrita, thanks for coming in. I appreciate you taking the time. 14 years running farmers markets. I mean, what makes you do this? Why do you like doing this?
Well, first off, I'm really passionate about saving open space, but ever since I was a bride of 19, I have been patronizing farmers markets, and I like to make my own jam and cook and so forth, and so I like to buy the local things. I like to go out and pick things myself. This is really why I just think it's really important to preserve what we have.
Now, there's a big leap, though, between being a shopper at a market and becoming a person who runs a farmer's market. I mean, tremendous amount of work, I'm sure, that goes involved. What got you from going to being just a consumer to being somebody who is setting these things up?
Well, it was just happenstance, actually. It was the night my book group met, and I happened to mention to a friend, because we're in the Forest Park neighborhood of Springfield, and I said, wouldn't it be great to have a farmer's market in our neighborhood? And she said, oh, Michael just said the same thing. Michael is her husband. I did not know him, but I was on the phone to him the next day, and that was the fall of 1997, and he and I organized the market, but with a great deal of help from the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources and other farmers market managers in the Valley, and their books out there, so it wasn't done just by me. I would like to say it was, but it wasn't.
I've never met you before. Your first time in the studio, but you remind me immediately of my mom, because my mom was the same way. She organized the hockey organization in Franklin County for years, and there's just certain people that are born to be organizers, born to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the farmers market at the X, you've run that for how many years?
We're coming up on 14.
14 years. Mm-hmm. And now you run winter markets the second and fourth Saturday of every month. The next one's coming up on February 26th. The farmers market at the X, tell me about that and how that got started and what kind of stuff can you find there?
Well, it got started, as I told you, in the fall of 1997, and we opened in June of 98. You can find virtually everything. We have dairy, we have meat, we have poultry, we have baked goods, we have fruit, vegetables, some value-added products, things like salsas and baked goods using the local products. So you can find virtually anything there. We have organic, we have non-organic, conventionally grown, and we have things that are grown with organic farming practices.
Let me ask you, is there a difference between a farmer's market in Springfield or an urban area, say, and an Amherst or a Greenfield? Well, what are some of the differences?
Well, I have been to the Greenfield. Yes, actually, I went to the Amherst market quite a lot before I started my own market. My own market, that sounds so... Whatever.
Well,
anyhow,
but it is,
all right.
But you have some pride of ownership here.
Yes, you started it. I mean, I am the queen of the farmer's market. Yes, I am.
Nothing wrong with being proud of what you do.
That's true. Right. But I would say probably it has to do more with the ethnic makeup of people who attend an urban market versus a rural market. And I wouldn't consider Amherst to be rural. Greenfield is probably a little more rural. But I have been at markets, quite a few markets in Vermont. And, of course, Vermont is, you know, not very ethnically diverse, but it's primarily white people and not very many ethnic products.
And I think that the market you operate is probably rarer than some of the other markets in some of the more rural areas. So I would think is it more of a draw maybe than other kinds of places?
When you say more of a draw, what do you
more,
mean exactly?
Do more people show up for it, I guess, because it's in a bigger geographic area?
I would say probably, sure, you know, just because the critical mass is there. But I've been to the Amherst market, and it's darn crowded, and I did go to Greenfield once, and it was also crowded, and I think it's terrific. I think the thing to remember about farmers markets is that people don't have to go to a farmer's market, and most people are going out of their way to go to a farmer's market, so it's a real decision. It's not like, oh, I'm stopping at the grocery store on my way home, and then they see what they want, and they pick it up, and they go home. It's a real decision to make the choice to go to a farmer's market.
And I think Phil, you've been there a few times.
Right, too. And I mean, Belrita does an amazing job. I mean, when you're there, everyone first greets Belrita before they go and buy anything. Right. You know, so it's like.
So it is your market.
It is my market.
You know,
it's
market. Like it's that Belrita love. And the other piece I want to say is that, you know, CISA has, you know, made the commitment that we just are going to be helping out much more than we've been able to in the past about just increasing the demand for locally grown food and farm products so that when Belrita lets people know about our farmers market, there's new people who are hearing about it, and we're helping her expand her reach, and we're helping other farmers markets in Springfield learn from Belrita, who's been doing it so long. So there's a number of farmers markets Belrita's done it the longest, and that's why we're really glad. This year, 2010-2011, Belrita was one of the three local hero awardees
at
our annual meeting coming up in March. She will be honored for that, and we're so glad that she was willing to accept that award, and it's just so great for us to be able to recognize her for her lifetime of great work.
Belrita Novak is the farmer's market maven in the city of Springfield.
That's a great word, and I have to tell you that there isn't a week that goes by that somebody doesn't come over to me and say thank you.
Good.
But one of the other things, or several of the other things that I try to do is, and I do this by, I write a weekly newsletter that I hand out at the market, and it's online at our website. And I call it What's News at the Farmers Market at the X, and it could very well easily be called Belrita's Stream of Consciousness. But one of the things I really emphasize is how lucky we are to be living here in Western Massachusetts, where we still have quite a bit of agricultural land, and that it behooves all of us to do what we can do to keep that land, because when you say to your sweetheart, honey, let's go for a ride in the country, you aren't saying, honey, let's go for a ride in the country so we can see housing developments. You're saying, honey, let's go for a ride in the country because it's pretty. And part of what makes it pretty are the farms and the people who are willing to do the hard work to keep those farms viable.
Think about open spaces. They aren't making any more of it. So
that's exactly right. They aren't making any more of it.
What are the hours of your winter markets, the second and fourth Saturday of every month?
It's 10:30 to 1:30. The second and fourth Saturdays.
And that's at the old Monkey House in the Forest Park.
In the old Monkey House inside Forest Park. If you come in, it's free entry to the park. You can either come in Sumner Avenue and get a little bit lost, or if you come in the Trafton Road gate, we're right there. And the funny thing is with the Monkey House is that well over 30 years ago, it really was a Monkey House, and I think they had some lions and tigers in there too. I can't really remember myself. But people will say to me, does it still stink? And that's a dead giveaway of I know who grew up in the area. And of course, it doesn't still stink. And it's a lovely space. And the park director, Patrick Sullivan, said he is just thrilled to have the public back in that building. And they're just wonderful to us. They can't do enough for us.
Belrita Novak is the maven of the Springfield Farmers Markets. The Farmers Market at the X, by the way. What are the hours on that as well?
Well, that will start May 3rd.
Right,
it's the second Tuesday of each week, and that will start May 3rd, and that's 12:30 to 6. Also free entry to the park, and that we're located in the parking lot of the Sear Ice Skating Rink.
Yes, been there many times, played hockey down there a number of times. Great spot.
It's just wonderful, and you know, it's just, as I said, we're so lucky to live in Western Massachusetts, and several of the farmers are young people. It's really interesting, very well educated, and they're going into farming not just because they like to grow things.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, it's a lifestyle, but they're interested in the environment, and they're interested in food, and it's just so multifaceted. It's very interesting to see.
What is your website before I let you go?
TheFarmersMarketAtTheX.com.
Excellent. Belrita Novak, thanks for taking the time to stop by and telling us about your various farmers market activities in Springfield. Before I let you go, Phil, update quick on the Senior Farm Share Program. We have some big news to report today.
Yeah, it was so great. I was out in the field on Monday, and I came in the office Tuesday, and there was an amazing donation of $1,000 from someone. And they actually wrote an entire card, probably about 200 words, explaining why this was so important to them, that they had received a gift of money themselves, and with that gift came the instructions to give it to important causes, and this just totally resonated for them. So I'm hoping this gift will inspire others. And again, the Senior Farm Share Program provides slice of the summer harvest for low-income elders in the three counties, and at buylocalfood.org, you can make a difference in someone's life.